Welcome to episode 13 of the Quotes and Mirrors podcast. I am Terrell James.
And I am Uncommentary. How y'all doing? What's going on?
Yo, I just realized I don't have the right camera up here. That's all right. We can already start.
You have the right camera. I can see you.
Yeah, but it ain't the right one. Like, there's a light missing. There's a new camera. There's another camera missing. Like, I'm not supposed to be using this particular camera, but whatever. We're here now.
But well, how you just feel about it?
I feel like I should probably never do it again.
But is it going to be a distraction for the next couple of minutes?
Mm-mm. Nope.
All right, cool. I mean, you did bring it up. I'm just saying.
For the next couple of minutes.
All right.
All right. So today's quote is adversity doesn't build character, it reveals it. This quote was made by James Lane Allen.
James Lane Allen. I didn't get a chance to look him up till just now. Apparently he got a couple of quotes.
Mm-hmm.
But this one is kind of interesting to me.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. You know, for years I would always hear adversity builds character.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, all right, cool, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But then I heard the revision to that. This one right here, adversity doesn't build character, it reveals it. And it made a lot more sense to me.
Why is that?
Because you are who you are. So if a situation presents itself, only thing that's going to happen is the real you is going to come out. It's not
Go ahead.
It's not like this adversity is going to build you up. It's going to just show us who you really are.
Okay, so what you're saying is that you born complete. You got everything you're going to need already in you upon birth.
I believe that there are certain seeds that are there, and the way that you live your life, basically the water to those seeds, and then you turn into or grow into whatever it is that you're going to grow into. But for the most part, like, you are who you are.
All right, so I don't know what in the metaphor you just said, but are you saying that you are born complete with everything you're going to need? It's already there.
I believe that everything that you need to acquire to become complete, you already... All right.
Hold on. You didn't take no oath, all right? So I don't need you to answer the question like you on the stand.
I'm answering the question the best way that I know how.
I don't know that you are. I mean, because I think it's a pretty straightforward question. Do you?
That's because you're black and white.
Look, I don't care what you call me. Okay, you're light skinned, so right back at you. All right, but I think it's a pretty clear cut situation. Do you believe that you are born with everything that you need? Period. You are born complete. You have everything that you need.
I can't give you a yes or no answer to that because there's more to it. That question is layered. To me, that question is layered. And I have to feel about the layers.
Okay, so, but can you but do the layers conflict one another?
No.
Hey, look here. You are not going to overtalk me, sir.
Well, you won't let me complete the answer.
Well, no. But the thing is this. But what I'm saying is this. So it doesn't have to stop at yes or no. But it should start with yes or no. So you either believe it or you don't believe it. And then you can go into the layers. But your layers.
But that's how you would answer it, not me. It does not start with yes or no for me. It doesn't start there.
So does it end with yes or no?
I don't know. Let's see where it goes. Like you keep snatching me out the car.
All right. My bad. All right.
So I believe that you are born with the soil and the seeds that you need for the rest of your life. And the way that you live your life serves as the water to those seeds and to that soil. And then you will eventually grow into what it is that you're going to grow into. So in that aspect, you have the start of, as far as, what was your question again? You said, are you born complete?
Yeah. Are you born complete with everything that you're going to need?
You were born with the things that are going to make you complete.
That is the longest yes ever.
You know, because it's not that simple.
That was just the longest yes.
It has to come with an explanation.
Well, it can come with an explanation. We wasn't going to say, do you believe that you're born complete? And then, yes. All right, then, y'all, that's been episode 13. We'll see y'all next week. That's not what was going to happen. I just want to know where your perspective is right now. And so, you know what? But you answered the way you have to answer. You have every right. I'm going to interpret that as a yes. Right?
All
right.
So check this out. Let me give you more to interpret. Watch this. So if you are a 3-year-old kid,
mm-hmm.
you're not as going to handle adversity. What'd you say?
I said, as we all were.
Okay. Mm-hmm. you're not going to handle adversity at 3 the same way you're going to handle adversity at 23. Right?
Yeah.
Right.
But, meaning I agree.
Okay. So you're not going to, the way that adversity affects you at that age, it's going to be a lot differently. But what's going to happen is the way that you live your life, you have that soil, you have those seeds, and the way that you live your life is going to prepare you for when you do meet that adversity at 23. Now, it goes back to, I believe God is not going to put anything on us that we can't handle, right? So God is not going to give us the adversity, the 23-year-old adversity at 3. He's not going to give us that because we're not yet prepared for that.
Okay.
But what it is, it's like you really don't know your strength until it's time to use it.
Okay.
And then we see who you are. Then we see who you really are.
So you really don't know your strength until it's time to use it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is going to be figuratively speaking, right? I mean, because if you're talking physical, it's very easy to calculate. I can pick up 250. I can't pick up 255 until I picked up 250 several times. Now I'm stronger, mm-hmm. right? Now I'm stronger, and so 255 is now my new max, right?
Right. Well, yeah, we're definitely talking about something that's figurative because we're talking about character. So no, we're not talking about physically picking something up. We're talking about character.
Right. Well, I only introduced the physical concept because I think that it's a parallel. You know what I mean? I think that in any situation, the statement, whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Not whatever doesn't kill you reveals your greater strength. It makes you stronger.
It makes you realize your strength, which makes you believe that you are now stronger.
So you are right now as strong as you ever need to be.
Right.
As you sit there right now, you are as strong as you ever need to be.
Well, actually, maybe not, because there's still soil and there's still seeds that need to be watered. But see, so what I'm talking about, when I say that it reveals character, if you are strong, if those seeds in that soil is something that's rooted in strength, then at whatever aspect of your life, at whatever point that you are in your life, anytime that you're met with adversity, you're going to deal with it in a strong way.
Uh-huh.
So right now, if I'm met with something, I'm going to deal with it in a strong way. Later on in life, if I'm met with something else, I'm going to deal with it in a strong way. I mean, that's just what it is.
See, I guess I don't think this is an either or statement. I think it is both. I think that it does both, that it builds character as well as reveals character. Because that's true. Truth be told, there's some things that you don't know that you can handle, right? Mm-hmm. You don't know that you can handle, and they happen out of the blue, and you're forced to handle them, and then you surprise yourself by the fact that you did handle them well. In that situation, that's going to reveal a character that was there, apparently, because the situation just came out of the blue and you handled it. Right. So apparently it was there. But I think it's going to build it as well, because you didn't know that was there. Right? Now that it's been revealed, hold on a second. What else can I do with this? You know what I mean? Now I want to stretch out a little bit more, because I've shown myself that I have a greater capability than what I previously believed. You know what I mean? So I believe
that sounds like it's building confidence, not character.
Confidence is not a character.
It's building confidence in your character.
Holy.
It's building confidence in your ability, and you now know.
It's adding confidence to your character.
Okay.
That's not the same thing.
It's not the character, but the character is what it is. So now the only thing that's been revealed to you was, oh my gosh, I can handle this. So now I can handle that. And I can handle this because I know that, because I was already strong enough to handle this. So because I know that I can handle what I just handled, I now have the confidence in myself to know that I can handle the next thing that comes.
Right. But confidence wasn't a character that you previously had in place, right? It wasn't. The strength showed up, and now you got confidence. And so when I say that it adds character, right, I'm saying it's an additional part of who you are. Now you see that. Okay, cool. So, you know, I mean, it definitely, I still say it does both, because first of all, people change, people grow. And a lot of times it's because of circumstance. Yeah. You know? And so, like, for instance, when people, how could I say? Well, you know, this, I guess, is, let me say adversity, because adversity carries such a negative undertone. You know what I mean? But essentially, it just means anything that you might have to deal with that you got to struggle with, right? But like when people say, you know, black folks, when you get saved, you know what I mean? Completely flip, and you just like, yo, I never thought that I could be the person of this discipline, that I could be the person on this path of this morality, because I've been the opposite of that in every other situation, right? But I ran into a situation, an adverse situation. They caused me to step out of, away from who I was, and now I got to build up this other person that I got to be. Because who I was killing me. You know what I mean?
And it revealed to you who you truly are.
So I was lying to myself to begin with, is what you're saying.
Yes. And that's why being in that spot was so uncomfortable, that you had to grow away from it. Because that's not who you truly are.
I disagree, because the same faculties that you call on, as a criminal, right? You could call upon them same faculties to be a legitimate cat. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So I won't say, I can't accept that I was lying to myself to begin with, to say that this, you know, entirely anyway, that I'm none of this person before. You know what I mean? But because of the things that I run into, because of the adversity that I run into, I have to build another me. I have to build the other side of this coin, the other part of me.
But you're not, if you're using the same things for positive that you were using for negative, that is who you are. That's your character. It's just that you're using it in a different way. Like if you use a gun to shoot somebody, and you're out killing, but then you decide to stop doing that, and then you instead start using this gun to hunt so that you can feed your family, you change what you were doing, but that gun is still that gun. it never changed. So what I'm saying is that part of your personality, that part of your character, that part didn't change. What you were doing with that part of your character is what changed.
Okay, but the adversity caused me to... There's still something that's built because it didn't exist prior. Right? I wasn't motivated.
What didn't exist?
The new thing that I'm building. So let me see. I forget exactly what example I was using. But okay, so the situation you just talked about, using the gun to kill somebody and using somebody to hunt. I didn't need the gun to hunt, right? Maybe necessarily didn't need it to hunt, but situation came that's what has to happen. I'm actually losing myself as I'm talking right now, but I guess what I'm saying is I don't believe that I already have, like, how can I say? I don't think it's just a matter of uncovering it. I think that there is room to change. There is room to grow. Yeah, I mean, I think that's definitely there. That something is. That definitely, yeah. I'm sorry, I can't with the metaphor, which is absolutely baffles me right now that I can't actually come with a metaphor for it. but I believe that it does both, or can do both. You know what I mean? The diversity can both build and reveal character.
Yeah, but even in changing and growing, that is a part of your character. That's who you are. It's been revealed to you that I have the ability to change. I have the ability to grow.
Okay.
Because you were saying changing and growing as a way of, as a part of the... Yo, what happened at the bottom of the screen? Did the quote go away?
No, I still see it.
I can't see it on my end. I don't know what's going on. My computer's doing some weird things. Okay.
I'm watching the scroll.
Okay. But you were talking about growing and building. But I'm sorry, growing and changing as it pertains to it building your character. But what I'm saying is that changing, your ability to change and grow, was already a part of your character. So now you've been met with a situation and you have the realization that, oh, I have the ability to change and to grow because that's what was already in me. That part of my character has just been revealed to me. I have the ability to do this.
Yeah, I can't.
You can just say I'm right.
Nah, because I think, like I said, I think it's both. But you, I think, you know, you're saying it as an either or. Well, not even either or. Like, it doesn't build character; it only reveals character. Mm-hmm. And I think that I think it would be. How could I say? It'd be a mistake to say that you can't develop anything. You can't change. You can't shift. Like, I don't know a better way to say it. I just don't believe that adversity is always going to tell me that it's that the situation is never going to build something within me. Like a work ethic. I ain't never been a hard worker. It's always been work smarter, not harder. I ain't never been a hard worker.
Boy, you reminded me of some stories, but go ahead.
For real. I ain't never been a hard worker. But what I'm finding out right now, you know, at 47, my focus has changed. And so I have some foresight, and I start making moves that provide better for my future. When before, I didn't think about my future at all. It wasn't. It was all about real time. It was all about active income. It was all about what I could provide right now. And as long as I was doing that, you ain't got nothing to say to me now.
So you're saying that you're working harder now?
Say again.
So you're saying you're working hard now?
I'm saying that now. Yeah, I definitely have changed and made a decision. I can't be who I was.
Now, do you think that you never had the ability to work hard? Or was a situation never presented to you where you had to?
No, I didn't work hard. It wasn't something that I wasn't a hard worker. I just wasn't.
Right, but were you incapable of it?
Yeah, because that's the epitome of lazy, son. I'm like, I was like, nah, I'm not doing that. Like,
okay, so do you think that if you were presented with the same adversity back then that you have been presented with now that has caused you to work hard, do you think you would have done it back then?
I had the same adversity back then. I still had kids to take care of. I got three that are 25, 24, and 21, and I did not do what I needed to do to provide for their future. Now I got three that are 11, 10, and 8, and I understand completely differently how I need to provide for their future. So back then, I was not capable because I did not have the mindset. I did not have the discipline. I did not have the wherewithal to do what I needed to do, what I needed to do then. Now I am fully capable. Because I know what it is to sit in front of my child and say, I do not have a college fund for you. So, you know what I'm saying? So,
but what you did have was the soil and the seeds. And the more children that you had, the more things that you experienced, the wiser that you got, the older you got, that soil and those seeds were watered. And it revealed a part of your character that has always been there, because the fact of the matter is, back then, if you were really pushed into the position that you are in right now, you would have made it happen. But there still needed to be some watering done.
There needed to be some character built. There needed to be some character building going on, because I did not have the maturity. I did not have the maturity of mindset at all to do what I needed to do. I didn't.
Right. You didn't have the maturity to realize that you had it. That was already a part of your character.
It had to be built.
You had the ability to work hard back then.
It had to be built.
Not to.
No, it had to be built due to adversity. Because at that point, what was I working hard for? There was no reason for it. Right. There was no reason for it, but I also wasn't. What I'm saying is, I was not capable of understanding that, because I did not have that mindset. I did not have that maturity.
Right.
It had to be built.
You weren't presented with a situation yet where it would have showed you that you can work harder.
If I would have been presented with a situation, then it would have built the character necessary for me to deal with it.
Or it would have revealed it. So.
That goes back to what I said. I think it does both.
All right. So I tell you what. I got another quote here. I'm not going to put it at the bottom of the screen. But I got another quote from Albert Einstein.
Adversity, piggyback on this one?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Adversity introduces a man to himself.
Adversity introduces a man to himself is the same thing as adversity reveals character.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I just want to see where you're going to go with that. But yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's just reworded, but it's the same thing.
Right. Yeah. So right now, me, James Lane Allen, and Albert Einstein are all thinking the same.
Well, but see, he didn't say that. How can I say that adversity? Well, it doesn't say it only reveals character. Or you can't say. Let me say that. You can't say it only. It definitely builds character.
It does build character.
100%.
It doesn't build character. You know what? I'm gonna tell you something. I've known of a couple of guys that were real tough on the streets, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they go to jail. You know, they get locked up. They out, you know, doing whatever they're doing, and then they get locked up. They go inside, and they come out, and they are soft. They are punks. They've been broken down, because the fact of the matter is, all that stuff that they were showing us when they were out on the street, it was all a facade. They were met with some real adversity, and now the real you had to come out. You had to be who you really are. And once you were forced to stand behind the person that you were trying to convince us that you weren't able to do it, because it's not you. You're not capable of being something that you're not. It's only so long fake thugs can pretend.
Okay.
Well, it's going to come out. The truth is going to come out, because you are who you are. So when and the best way for the truth to come out is for you to be met with adversity.
I don't think that the opposite, I mean, because you don't have to be faking for adversity to reveal your character. You don't have to be false. You don't have to be caricature. You don't have to be.
That was just another example I was talking about there.
Well, so what I'm saying is that like, how can I say? I mean, I get the truth, but what I'm saying is the truth evolves and the truth will grow. You know what I mean? Like, I sit before you right now, 334 pounds. Jesus, this is a horrible truth for me right now. Okay. But it's not who I've always been. You know what I'm saying? And right. So I guess I don't believe that you'll always be who you've always been. You know what I mean? If that's true, then there's no room for growth. There's no room for change. There's no room for maturity. There's no room for elevation. There's no room for any of that. If you're always going to be who you've always been, there's no room for any of that.
Now, I think you are who you are, but I think what adversity does is it reveals a new level of growth. It reveals something else about your character. So when a person is growing, what's happening is there's just another part of their character that has just been revealed to them. And they're like, oh, well, let me tap into this. Let me tap into that. A lot of it comes from wisdom and learning things. So as you learn, as you experience things in life and you acquire more wisdom, you are now able to apply those things to your character. But it's the character that's already there.
I mean, like I said, it does both. It will reveal it. It will show you whether or not you got the strength to endure a situation, or whether or not you got the discipline or the ambition. But in other cases, it will show you the difference between when you didn't have the ambition and how you do now. Yeah, I mean, it will definitely build it, because it could cause change, man. Like, somebody that who was always a drinker, and then they see somebody drink themselves to death, and now all of a sudden, alcohol is disgusting to me.
Right, because that part sometimes you need adversity to reveal that a part of your character. You keep trying to be something that you're not. So that person that was just drinking, they were trying to be an alcoholic, and that's not what your character wanted from you. That's why when you were presented with the adversity, your character said, "See, told you. I've been trying to we've been rejecting it. That's why when you try to be something that you're not, it does not work out. Because it's not who you are. It's not part of your character. And sometimes you do need that adversity to show you, you ain't built for this. This ain't who you are. So be who you are."
So I think that there's a fine, well, I don't want to say a fine line, but there's a space there where it's not that I wasn't who I was, it's that I decided I don't want to be anymore. So,
I don't want to be this person that I've been faking. I've been acting
It's not even, a thing of I've been faking. You didn't even know. You weren't even aware.
I'll take that.
You know what I mean? And so like you couldn't have told me when I was 21 that I wasn't doing everything I had to do for my son. Mm-hmm. You could not have told me that. But now at 47, I can tell you a couple of things that I wasn't doing to plan for his future, which is a huge thing for me now, that I was not doing. But you couldn't have told me that then.
Right. Nothing.
I was met with the adversity.
No, not this particular adversity. Because this adversity is the result of him being grown and you realizing I should have done some things differently. You had no way of knowing that back then. You didn't have that foresight. You're looking at this in hindsight right now.
Right, but what I'm saying is the adversity is still the same situation. I still have a child whose future I have to provide for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I did not have the wherewithal. So right. in this case, go ahead.
I agree with you. You had no idea that was a part of your character.
I had no idea that what was a part of my character.
The fact that you have the ability to plan for your child's future, that you have the ability to be a hard worker and put things in place.
My character then did not include that. Did not include that. I was not aware that it did not include it, but it did not include that. It did not include foresight at all.
Okay. All right. I tell you what. Meet me halfway here. Check this out.
Mm-hmm.
I keep using seeds and soil, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you plant seeds, if you plant like seeds for, let's say, an apple tree. Is that mm-hmm. how an apple tree grows? It's with seeds, right? Like whatever. Anyway.
Yeah. Johnny Appleseed. Haven't you heard the story?
Isn't that candy though? I think I used to eat the Johnny apple seeds like the candy. Wasn't that a candy?
What are you talking about?
I gotta look that up. Anyway,
you don't have to. You don't have to.
You're right. I don't. So let me. So, but those seeds are going to turn into what it's supposed to turn into. You know what those seeds are. So when those seeds are planted. And you know this is going to be an apple tree.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter at what point in your life, what's going on or in the life of that apple tree, it could right now it's just seeds. And you need more things to happen in order for it to come out. But it is what it is. It's mm-hmm. going to be an apple tree. It just needs more water. Or in your case, more experiences.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Using the example that you're using in reference to the soil and the weeds. Right now, I live in a neighborhood where nobody has a fence in the backyard, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody has a fence in the backyard. My grass, my area, the limits of my yard have been fertilized, have been seeded for the purpose of killing weeds and bringing up grass, right? Mm-hmm. My neighbor did not do the same thing, right? Mm-hmm. So as weeds grow in her yard, now, as weeds grow in her yard and the wind blows what's in her yard over into my yard, now it changes what's coming up in my yard, but that was not there. It was not there. Those weeds did not exist. Adversity, being the way of that wind, blew that into my yard, and now that's what is present. So now my yard consists of that weed, along with what with the grass that I grew. But it did not exist previously. It was not there.
Okay.
So the ground was there. The ground, the dirt was there. The soil was there. The ability for seed to grow was there, but that seed, that weed seed, was not there.
Got you. So first of all, tell your neighbor to take care of her lawn and stop bringing down the property value of the neighborhood. Secondly, if the wind blows whatever from her yard over into your yard, that doesn't stop that apple tree from being an apple tree.
What the hell are you?
It's still an apple tree.
Okay, but now I got weeds that weren't there, that didn't exist. If I put a fence around my yard, I have that issue. Now I'm not infected by the wind blowing what's coming from her yard into my yard because I got a 6-foot privacy fence around my yard.
Okay, make that connection with the fence to human and adversity.
Well, what I'm saying is you're talking about the apple tree is still an apple tree, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's just go back to the beginning. I plant an apple tree in my yard, right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that's what I intend to come up in my yard.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay, right. So now let's say she planted an orange tree in her yard.
Okay.
Right? Okay. So wind blows seed from her orange tree into my yard. I did not plant an orange tree.
Okay.
My apple tree is still going to grow.
Right.
And now I got an orange. Now I got an orange tree as well that I did not plant.
Exactly. But that's an apple to oranges comparison, though.
That's an absolutely. Matter of fact, it's an apples to oranges contradiction because that is a direct comparison because we're talking about a fruit tree. But I'm going to get an orange tree in my yard that I did not plant, that was not there. But adversity in the way of wind brung that into my space.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying now. See, I'm still focused on the apple on the apple tree being the apple tree and nothing interfering with it being an apple tree. You're talking about something else. So now you're introducing something else.
I'm introducing adversity.
But how is an orange tree growing? An orange tree growing next to an apple tree adversity?
Because in my yard, if I grew apple trees in my yard, the adversity is the wind, by the way. But if I grow apple trees in my yard is an apple orchard. Let's say that. It is an apple orchard because that's what's there. That's what I planted. In reference to the seeds in the soil that you say that are already there, I put apple seeds in my yard.
Right.
Adversity is introduced because the wind is blowing and it's blowing seed from her orange tree into my yard. Now I have orange trees in my yard. I did not plant them.
Right, but you don't have orange trees instead of apple trees. You have orange trees along with apple trees. And what I'm saying is that apple tree, from the moment it was planted and it was just a seed, throughout its lifespan, it has always been what it is. Regardless of anything else, regardless of the wind, the oranges, and right now you sounding real ungrateful because you got apples and oranges and you mad at this woman because you can have
No. Because understand, I'm not even saying I'm upset about the orange tree. My point is that the orange tree was not who I was. That's not who my yard, but that's not what my yard was. It was not an orange orchard or whatever they call it, where orange trees are. They, you know what I mean? It was an apple orchard.
Yeah, but you're talking about the yard. I'm talking about the tree.
Okay, so you're saying that it's still an apple tree.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Oranges, you're saying with the oranges blow in, mm-hmm. it doesn't change the fact that it's an apple tree.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
I agree. However, it does change the fact that it's an apple orchard because it's no longer just an apple orchard.
Right.
Now
you're talking about an orchard. I'm talking about the tree. I'm only talking about the tree. I'm talking about the seeds that were planted for this particular tree. It's still a tree regardless of anything else that happens. It is what it is, and nothing can change that.
Okay, but what does that have to do with what we're saying? I'm not following that. Because you're saying that the tree, so what adversity? Because you know what I mean, what adversity has come against this tree? Because we're talking about adversity. I'm talking about the yard. The wind was the adversity in reference to the yard, to the orchard, right? So that the wind introduced was the adversity to introduce the orange. You're saying that the tree is still a tree. Okay, I get that, but we're talking about either revealing or building character. So we're not talking about a single situation staying a single situation. We're talking about realizing that it's not a single situation, or that it won't stay a single situation.
I'm saying that it's going to grow and grow and grow and grow, which is the change that occurs. But it's doing that regardless of anything that's going on around it. So, yeah, the wind could be the adversity. The seeds, you know, you don't want an orange tree over there, but cool. But now the orange seeds over there, and now the orange tree grows, and now you have an orange tree there. So you may see that as adversity because that's not what you wanted. But it does not change that apple tree from being an apple tree, regardless of what's going on.
It doesn't. It changes. Right, it will continue to grow, but it changes the apple orchard from being just an apple orchard.
Right, but that's, you're changing what I'm saying. I'm only talking about the tree. I'm not talking about the orchard. I am only talking about the tree.
Okay, so, I mean, why? Let me ask that.
Because if we're talking about a person, and revealing their character, I'm only talking about the person.
Okay, so the person, so okay, so now I'm the same person that I was. Excuse me, I am the same person in that I am still Terry Caldwell. Right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm still Terry Caldwell. I'm still Trey's father. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. But the Terry Caldwell that I am right now is not the Terry Caldwell that I've always been.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Instead, because of what I've gone through, I have identified parts of my character that are no longer of any use to me and have deleted them. I have replaced them with greater things.
Mm-hmm.
I have replaced them with a integrity that did not exist previously.
Yes, it did.
Oh, no. It didn't.
You just never used it, but it was there.
No, it wasn't.
It was there. And the reason that I know that it was there is because if it's not who you are, if that wasn't a part of your character, it would be way too uncomfortable for you to have integrity. Now, and in using that scenario, what you said as far as your growth, so check this out, the apple, so it seeds at first, right? And then you're here. So when you were at that point in your life where you weren't using those things that you were supposed to be using, this is where you were. But then you started doing this. You were still Terry Caldwell, and this is still an apple tree. It's just growing and growing and growing, and it changes and it looks differently. And now it's given more fruit. There's more to it because it has weathered the storms. It has been watered. And it has realized the magnitude of what it's supposed to become.
But I'm not saying that you're, well, first of all, I am still Terry Call, but I'm not the same cat. I'm not the same cat, not entirely. I'm not the same cat. There's some things about my character that I had to delete.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I agree with you. You're not the same person. What I'm saying is the person that you are has always been inside of you. They're just different parts to you that are not quite ready to be woke. I put it this way. They were in there. They were dormant. They were asleep. And it wasn't time for them to wake up yet. So you had to experience some things. You had to go through some things before it was time to go. All right, it's time for you to get up. It's time for you to wake up so we can go handle this. So you just went and you woke up that part of your character and said, yo, it's time to stop sleeping. Get up. Because what I'm saying is, if you have the ability to do something, you've always had the ability to do it. But there had to be a certain level of conditioning that you had to go through in order for you to have the strength or timing, or the soil just needs to be, you know, right and watered at the right time. You have to have certain experiences in life for you to be able to reach that point. But it was there. It was always there.
Yeah, I'll say that in some situations, just because I like I said, I think it does both. I think it builds and reveals, but I think adversity will definitely show you that you're stronger than you think you are. But then it will also show you that you need to be stronger than you've ever been, and so now you have to build that. So now you have to say, okay, like for instance, right now, I made a reference to my weight earlier. Mm. I have to build within me a discipline that says, I want this, so I'm going to change this. Right? Now, it didn't exist before. It hasn't existed up until now. Before, when I was in shape before, it was nothing else to do. I was in career, nothing to do. Let's go to the gym. I'm bored. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't even about vanity then. Excuse me. It wasn't, I just didn't have it. I didn't have it in me. Plain and simple. I didn't have it in me. And so, but, you know, situations now, you know, I got a bad knee. I can't run behind my son. This is adversity that says, hey, hold on a second. That discipline that you have not had, you're going to have to build. You know what I mean? But that's like, you know, it definitely, it's almost like saying like a poor man has always been rich. He just hasn't found his money yet.
Yo, I used to say that all the time. I used to say I'm a billionaire. I just don't know where my money is. Yo, look, I am who I am, yo. I am a billionaire. Just cannot find this money.
But I'm just saying, so, you know, you're going to have to come to a place where you're going to have to build that.
No, I just need to
reveal it. You're going to have to build
it. I got to reveal it. It needs to be revealed to me. But I have everything inside of me already that I need to find that money and to get to that money. It's already inside of me. Now, I probably need to experience some more things. I need to learn some more things. I need to acquire some more wisdom, maybe even some more discipline, whatever it is. I need to acquire some more things. Mm-hmm. But what I need to, okay, so the other thing is this. If we're using that money analogy, I don't believe that God is going to hand over this money to me until he knows, all right, you've experienced enough and you have grown enough to, you know, to handle this money, to be able to deal with this. So there needs to be a little more watering of those seeds that are already inside of you. You already have these seeds. These things are already growing, but it needs to grow a little bit more before I can entrust you with this money and with this type of responsibility. That's the other thing. Money will also reveal your character.
Well, I mean, obviously, adversity, you're going to say more money, more problems, then adversity is coming. And so that's going to reveal, you know. But I, again, I'm not saying that it won't reveal.
But I'm not saying it like that, though. I'm saying, you know, when a person gets money and then they all of a sudden completely change who they are, right? Like, that's a part of, that was who you are. All it took was for the right thing to happen for us to see exactly who you are. Now we're like, oh, you know what? This is, because it wouldn't be that. It wouldn't be so easy for you to do that. It wouldn't be so easy for you to just change up and be something else. All, but you didn't have what you needed yet for us to reveal, I mean, for you to show us who you really are.
Okay, so let me understand. So I don't have money. I get money. I become sedity. I become highfalutin, yada, yada. But then I realized the error of that mindset. Right? I realized the error of that mindset. And so now I'm no longer this person. Now I'm humble. I've decided, you know what? This doesn't make any sense.
Were you humble before the money?
I'm sorry?
Were you humble before the money?
Well, I had no situation to display one way or the other.
You can still be humble without money.
Right, but what I'm saying is, I'm just saying, we're talking about the hypothetical. I had in a situation, I didn't know that I was sedity.
Right? Well, you tried to be sedity. The reason that you had that realization and you went back to being humble was because that part of you was like, yo, this isn't who we are. This isn't our character. So this isn't going to last. Mm-hmm. It's not going to last. We have to be who we are. So then you go back to showing people who you really are, which is somebody who is not Hasiditi or highfalutin.
I think what you really are is unstable. If you just go flow in and out of personality based on your monetary status, you're unstable. But anyway, what I'm saying is, I'm not saying it does not reveal it. I think that it will reveal what I do have. And it would also allow me to build what I need. You got to do that a couple times if you're going to give me an applause for what I just said. You know what I'm
saying? This Nat has been driving me up a wall this entire podcast. Y'all been trying my best to be patient with it.
Did you get it?
Nah. Oh, wow. Now he's about to make me look like an idiot. So I ain't going to do nothing else. I'm going to wait till after we finish, and then we going to war.
Well, at least that's the last time. The only time you clapped at it. You know what I mean? If you had been doing that the whole show, then it'd be like, okay, what's going on over here? You know what I mean? But like I say, I think that it does both. I think that it reveal what I already have, but will also motivate me to build what I do not, but I do need. You know what I mean? So I think it does both. Yeah, 100%. Because there's definitely some character that I have now that I never had before. And on both sides, like you know, now certain desires and certain, you know, thoughts, and they're just not present. I'm like, yeah, that wasn't really. I could have swore like this is gonna be here forever. Nope, just ain't.
Yeah, you know I mean because it wasn't who you are.
Nope, because it didn't prove useful. It wasn't because it wasn't who I am. It's because it doesn't prove useful.
And you can't use it.
Say again.
You can't use it if that's not what you are.
You can continually use it if that's not what you are. You can continually use it.
Okay, cool. You can't successfully use it.
You can absolutely successfully use it.
No, because anytime that you were being something that you were not, you were failing.
You're failing who?
You're failing yourself.
If my goal is to defy, I'm 100% succeeding in both defying you and me.
Then you're lying to yourself. And you told me a million times the worst person to lie to is yourself.
It is the worst person. It is, but you are succeeding in doing so.
You're succeeding at failing.
You're still succeeding. You said the word.
you're failing. Okay. Look, if you succeed at failing, you can focus on the start all you want to. I'm talking about how it ends.
Look, the only way to succeed is to fail over and over again.
Not necessarily.
100%.
Sometimes.
Now, who did it? Who did it? Who succeeded without failure?
Anybody who ran for president and won the first time.
What?
Anybody who ran for president and won the first time that they ran. They didn't fail at becoming president. I'm not talking about any other failures. I'm talking about them trying to be successful at becoming the president.
Look here. You can't dissect it like that.
Just like that.
No, because the success came from failure.
You don't know that.
I do know that. That's what it does.
You don't know. So you trying to tell me, so it's 7.5 billion people in the world currently. I count it. So what you trying to tell me that all 7.5 billion of these people have been, there's not one person that has succeeded at everything that they've tried.
Without failure. No.
Without failure.
No.
But you know what, though? I tell you what, that also depends on your definition of failure and success.
No, it does not. Well, I'm going to tell you what. It
100% does. Because then we wouldn't be having this conversation.
You would meet the definition of perfect if you never failed prior to succeeding. You would be perfect.
It depends on what you're succeeding at.
What the hell was that?
I hit my hand.
the screen shook. I was like, how did he just have an earthquake only at his house? What happened? You had a house quake. What was that about? But anyway. Anyway, yeah, you definitely you gotta fail before you succeed. That's just how that's gonna go. That's what adversity is. You know what I mean? It's gonna do both. It's gonna build and it's gonna reveal character. It's gonna do both and shut up too.
All right, look, we're coming up on an hour, but before we do, I want to throw out one more thing.
What's up?
So there's an old proverb that says, necessity is the mother of invention. And then there was a guy named Johnny Flora that said, if necessity is the mother of invention, then adversity must surely be the father of reinvention. So the way that I took that, there are certain things that you have to do, certain things that are just absolutely necessary, right? Or what you believe to be necessary. Going back to you using the example of when you were younger and when Trey was younger, and you said that you thought like nobody could tell you that you weren't doing everything that you had to do to take care of your child, right? Okay, right. So in your mind, you did everything you had to do out of necessity, right? Then you're met with adversity. So now adversity, what is it? It says adversity must surely be the father of reinvention. So now you're reinventing yourself. But what you're doing is you're taking a part of your character and you are just reinventing something that was already there. You did something based off of necessity. You were met with adversity, and then you reinvented the thing that you had already invented out of necessity. You took that and you made it better. You reinvented it. You can reinvent the wheel. It's still a wheel.
Okay, but I didn't reinvent anything. Like I didn't reinvent. Like I did it different. You know what I mean? So, like, because even the word reinvent actually is a little, like, what does that even, mean? That's like re-pioneering. When you did it, the first, the pioneer was first. The invent, you know what I mean? The invention was for you to reinvent. You improved upon. You didn't reinvent. What does that mean? How do you become the first person for the second time?
Let's look at the definition of invent. So, okay. So invent, create or design something that
that did not exist before. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. So, I mean, hey, I'm just saying.
I got 100 points and you just got one. Okay.
Yeah. But the thing is, you got 100 pennies, I got a dollar.
Hey, it spends the same.
It does spin, it don't spin the same. It's going to cost the same, but it don't spend the same. Because when I get on the bus, same.
I'm going to spend more time.
Oh, yeah. Then that's not the same. That's not the same. Because, see, when I get on the bus to slide my dollar in, I'm going to slide my dollar in. I'm going to go take my seat. You're going to stand up there with your bag that you got to pop open with your 100 pennies, and everybody on the bus is going to be talking about you with your bag with your 100 pennies. That's a different situation.
No, they not, because I got a car, and I'm going to go drive somewhere and spend that 100 pennies on something else.
Now, first of all, you're going to have to stay within the analogy, okay?
No, I don't.
Yeah, no, I don't. That's pretty much, that's what you're going to have to do, all right? Nope. That was my story. You can't tell me what you're doing in my story, and you're going to stand at the bus, and you're going to take them 100 pennies, and you're going to put them in that goddamn machine, and we're going to talk about you. Like I said, we're going to talk about you. And that's how that's going. Anyway, all right, we did hit the hour mark, but I hope that y'all had as much fun as we did. If y'all can't tell we having fun, then y'all ain't really paying attention.
Yeah, and then y'all need to do something about your character before the-
You should definitely build something new within yourself.
Jazz, you should definitely do a lot of building because it will reveal a lot about you.
If you build it, they will come. All of those characters that you did not have before.
If you build it, they will be revealed. So,
all right, so we can go back and forth like this quite a few times, as you all can see. But it is time to bring this episode 13 of Quotes and Mirrors to a close. You can definitely let us know what you think, whether or not adversity does build character or it merely reveals it. We would like to hear it. We would like to read. We'd like to see it. So show up. Holler at us on the YouTube page, Quotes and Mirrors. You can just Google that. Or just go to YouTube. I guess you don't have to Google it. Yeah. Just go to YouTube. It's like in Quotes and Mirrors. Or on Spotify, for that matter. We'd love to hear it. So,
yo, I wonder if I type in Google, type Quotes and Mirrors podcast in Google, will it come up? I'm gonna type in Quotes and Mirrors podcast and see if it comes up in Google. I'm trying to see how important we are. So let's see here. Yo, yo, we made it. We made it.
What you mean?
We on Google.
Wait, hold on, Nixon. I'm gonna. What do you mean? What happened? Let me see. Let me see.
We all over Google. Yo, I keep scrolling. We all over Google, yo. Like, you can literally go tell somebody, Google me now.
Yeah. I don't see the same thing that you see.
How do you spell Google? Is it?
Oh my goodness. I know I didn't see it. I was laughing at you said when you said how do you spell Google. So that's what I was laughing at.
Yeah, I just typed in quotes and mirrors podcast.
Oh, maybe I didn't put podcast behind it. Maybe that's what it was.
Oh, yeah, because you ain't gonna see nothing but a bunch of quotes and mirrors.
Okay. Yeah, I guess so. Plus, I also spelled mirrors wrong. I mean, not on purpose. I just, you know, I fat fingered it or something like that. I fat fingered it. But, oh, look at that. Yeah.
Yeah, check us out.
Okay. I can dig it. I see the logo up there and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So. Okay. All right. Well. Oh no! Of course not. I most certainly do not have my quote for next week. But you know what? That's just going to be in part of the market. I'm just going to have to be, you know, surprise some folks and put some stuff out there on Instagram, because honestly, I keep forgetting it. I'll be looking forward to whatever the next show is, and I've been. See, it's that foresight I was just telling you about. But this is adversity. So I'm going to build within myself the ability to use this foresight and to dedicate some time so that I can go ahead and get that quote out there and get it ready for you.
Well, if it's not part of your character, it'll never happen.
The quote is not here right now. I don't know where it's at. This is adversity. It's not revealing it because it's not here. I'm gonna have to build it.
It is revealing the fact that you are consistent in not having your quote.
That is, which is not a good character.
No, it's not. It's not a good character. And I will say, you do need to build on that.
So I am going to build on that. And right now I'm going to say it, you know, in front of the people. This will be the last time that I don't have my quote. Okay.
So you know what that means, right?
Yeah, it means I'm accountability.
Yes, and that's a part of your character.
It was just built instantly.
It was revealed.
I heard it snap into place.
That was the sound of revealment.
Holy, okay. You know that wasn't a word.
Hey, it is now. I just revealed something new to you.
Well, I guess technically they're all made up, so why not jump in, you know, put
I have a poetic license. I'm a writer. I can say whatever I want.
Everybody has a poetic license, by the way, just so you know. Yeah, everybody, they can do it anyway. You ain't like you got an ID to pull out. Everybody got one. That's what it is. It's called the First Amendment, ain't it?
Yo, I'm so glad I wasn't drinking just now. Like, I would have spit all over the computer, yo.
Yo, all right, for real, I do want to apologize to the people. I know, I'm sorry. It's not going to stop being funny for you to say, you know what, Uncommentary don't never have his quote. It'll be here, all right? But maybe we should just cut that out. Maybe we should do that. Stop making that a way we end the show by telling them what the quote for next week is going to be. Maybe we should do that.
I don't want to.
Nah. You sure?
just because you can't do your job, are we supposed to just quit?
I told you I'm not a hard worker. I said that in the beginning. No, but I'm going to get on the ball. So I do want to apologize to you people, but this is the last time it'll happen. I want you to hold me accountable. So this is episode 13, though, and it is time to sign off because I'm starving. So, yeah, we're also on commentary, and
I am Terrell James. And on that note, and I quote, peace out.